verse for the week was James 1:5. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and without criticizing, and it will be given to him. And so the kids learned all week long what it means to have God's wisdom. Well, in honor of our theme this week of being Saddle Ridge Ranch, I rounded up some cowboy wisdom for you today. Let me just share that with you. First cowboy wisdom I found this week was never approach a bull from the front, a horse from the rear, or a fool from any direction. Second one was a day without sunshine is like night. When you get bucked off, dust off your britches and get back on. I like that one. Good advice. Another one was, if you haven't been bucked off, you probably haven't been riding much. Here's one. Only cows know why they stampede. Here's a wise one. Never slap a cowboy who's chewing tobacco. Always drink upstream from the herd. If you're riding ahead of the herd, always, every once in a while, take a look back to make sure they're still following you. Never kick a cow chip on a hot day. Wisdom. Yeah. Don't squat with your spurs on. And you can't tell how good a man is or a watermelon is unless it's thumped. There's your cowboy wisdom for the day. Our motto for this week was, need answers, ask God. Because the verse says that if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God. Now, why would we need wisdom from God? Well, if you look in James there, a couple verses before he gets to verse 5, he says this, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. So the reason we might need wisdom is because we run into various trials, he said. Because we all go through tough times in life. We have things in our families that are maybe causing us problems. We're concerned about our children, or we're concerned about our aging parents. Maybe we lost our job and we need a job. Maybe we're having trouble financially. No matter what, all of us, he says, go through various trials. And even Christians go through trials. Did you know that? Once you become a follower of Jesus, doesn't mean all of your problems magically go away. It just means that we have somebody who can help us through those problems, who can give us the wisdom to know how to deal with those problems. And so all of us, he says, have various trials. And so because of that, we need God's wisdom, he says. Because some of us just don't know what to do. If any of you lacks wisdom, he said. And sometimes when you get in those tough situations, when you are in that spot, you look around and you go, what do I do now? What are the answers? Should I take this job? Should I move my family? Is God real? Can I know him? What should I do? We have questions. Good news is that God has the answers. Where do we go to find answers? Verse says, ask God. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Ask God. How do you ask God? Simply bow your head, go to the Lord in prayer. See, prayer is just a conversation with God. It's just asking him. Jesus said, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. For whoever asks, receives, whoever seeks will find, and whoever knocks, to him it will be opened. See, God wants us to ask. He doesn't want us to just be floundering around in the dark, in this world of trials without any answers. God wants us to have his answers. And so he says we should ask God. So whenever we're in the midst of trials and testing, we should ask for wisdom for that moment. When we need answers for life, God is the one who has those answers. He is the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And then he says, we'll receive the answer, doesn't he? My verse went away, didn't it? Let me pull it back up there so you guys can see it. There we go. He says, we should ask God. And then he says, if anyone asks God, he says, then God will give without criticizing, generously, without finding fault. It will be given to him. You know, God wants us to receive his wisdom. And the good thing is, you know, that when we receive the wisdom of God, you know what James says about that? He says he helps us grow up. You know, one of the things your kids have been doing this week is learning to grow up in the Lord, learning to love Jesus a little bit more, learning to know him a little bit more. We had one young man that prayed to receive Christ as his Lord and Savior this week. He's coming to know Jesus. He wants to be baptized, and we'll be talking to his parents about that. But you see, you can grow up in the Lord. That's just the beginning point. If you've come to Jesus and you've trusted him as your Savior, he then wants you to grow. And the way he does that is sometimes he allows those trials and troubles and things like that into your life so that you can ask God. He'll give you that wisdom, and it'll help you to grow. In fact, this is what James says about it in verses 3 and 4. He says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You see, what he wants to do is he wants to help you grow up in Jesus. That's why sometimes God allows us to go through tough times. So that we'll ask him, so that he can change us, he can grow our faith, we can learn to trust God more. Day two, the kids learned that we need to trust God. They learned the story of Joseph. Joseph went through some really tough... You think you got life tough. Joseph had it really tough, didn't he, kids? You remember Joseph? How his brothers didn't like him. His dad liked him, but his brothers didn't like him. He had 11 brothers. They didn't like him, and so they threw him in a pit. First, they were going to kill him. Then the older brother said, no, let's throw him in a pit. So they threw him in a pit. While he was in the pit, they decided, well, we shouldn't kill him. If we sell him, we'll get money. And so they sold him into slavery. And he became a slave. He was carried off to a faraway country down in Egypt. And there he became a slave of a guy named Potiphar. While he was Potiphar's slave, he did everything right. He did everything well, except that he got accused of doing something he did not do. That's a pretty bad thing to have happen. He did everything right, and he still got accused of doing wrong. So much so that he got thrown in jail for it. That's pretty serious. He gets thrown in jail, and so he's been thrown in a pit. He's been sold into slavery. He's been thrown in jail. He went through some really tough times. But at the end of his life, when he looked back on all of that, he said, God was using all of those things to provide for me and my family, and I trust God. He trusted God because he knew that in all of those things, God was working, God was at work. Such a great lesson. James says that wisdom that God gives is for us to grow up in him. Well, here's an important question that you may need the answer to, and that is this. How can I have a relationship with Jesus Christ? That's a great question. And like we said, if we need answers, we ask God. Well, God tells us in his word how we can become a Christian, how we can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. The kids sang about it. We learned it using the ABCs. The A stands for admit. Admit to God that you are a sinner. All of us fail. All of us do bad things from time to time. The Bible calls that sin. The Bible says the wages of sin, what we earn for our sin, is death. That means a separation from God. And so we need to admit that we're a sinner and turn away from our sin. The Bible calls that repentance. Repentance is simply being sorry for what you've done, turning away from your sin and turning towards God. And so, A, admit to God that you are a sinner. And the Bible says this in Acts 3:19. It says, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. B is for believe. Believe in your heart. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that He came to forgive your sins, that He died on the cross in your place, taking the punishment that you deserve. And because of that, God wants to forgive you. And so believe means to trust. It doesn't just mean to know something in your head. It means to trust Jesus with your life. And so it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And then the C is for commit. Commit your life to Jesus. It's to confess. Confess your faith in Jesus as your Savior and Lord. And what that means, when I confess Jesus as my Savior and Lord, it's more than just saying the words. It means that I'm entrusting my life to Him. We've been talking about, you know, Saddle Ridge Ranch, about riding horses and everything this week. Well, you know, if I'm going to trust God with my life, if I'm going to confess Jesus is Lord, it's like I'm turning the reins of my horse over to Jesus. And I'm going to let Him control the reins. The whole bit and bridle, the whole thing. Jesus controls my whole life. I turn it over to Him. That's what it means to confess Jesus as your Savior and Lord. That He's the boss. He holds the reins from now on. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, made right with God. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Well, you can begin a relationship with God by following those three simple steps. Simple enough a child can do it. And some many children have come to Jesus just that way. Would you come to Jesus today? If you want to come to Jesus today, maybe you could pray a prayer very similar to this. Let's just bow our heads and close our eyes. Maybe this prayer expresses the desire of your heart today. God, I know I am a sorry sinner. And I realize I cannot save myself, so I need You. I should be punished for what I am and for what I have done. But I know that Jesus took all of that punishment for me on the cross. I'm now asking for forgiveness, and I'm handing You not just the reins, but the whole bridle of my life. Thank You for loving me and for saving me. Amen. Faith is trusting God no matter what. One last bit of cowboy wisdom is this: never miss a good chance to shut up. So we'll stop right there. Need answers? Ask God. All right. And as we're going to have a little slideshow that we put together for the kids. And this one in just a moment. Before we do, if maybe you had, as I prayed that prayer, maybe God touched your heart with that today, with that message. And you made that decision. Maybe you prayed that prayer for the very first time. You prayed a prayer just like that. You told that to God and you really meant it in your heart. And you know that, wow, God's made a change in my life right now, today. And maybe you just want to let somebody know about that. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses Me before men, I will confess him before My Father in heaven." And so I'm going to ask, we're going to have an invitation. Elaine's going to come play the piano for just a moment, and as we do, everybody's just going to stand up. And if you want to talk to me about that decision that you made, if you want to pray with me, I'll be up here, and I'll encourage you in that. And I'm just going to ask that you come forward and do that. If you want to join this church, be a part of what we're doing here, you come forward and say, "Pastor, I want to join the church." Or say, "Pastor, I gave my life to Jesus today." This is the time we call an invitation. It's God's invitation to you. Let's stand together. Okay? The number in your books is 320 if you want to look it up. what's 312? 312. All right? As God's people sing, you can just put your book down and come forward. This is God's invitation to you. Softly and tenderly, Jesus.
Say yes.